want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chocolate. Almost everything in life seems to have two sides, its ups and its downs. Love almost inevitably suffers loss. Salt finds its way into the sugar bowl. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. The apple Eve gave Adam was the fruit that spoiled a celestial garden. Where, oh where, can we turn to find a pleasure that never causes pain? Is there an earthly good that is always and constantly good? Yes, it is chocolate. It is fitting that it was first imbibed by Aztec kings. Given the dual roles of New World and Old World in the journey of chocolate, it's emblematic that Christopher Columbus was the first European to come in contact with cacao. The date of this fateful meeting, most likely in what is now Nicaragua, was on August 15, 1502. Columbus was on his fourth and final voyage in the Americas, and in the way that he had come upon the chili pepper 9 years earlier, just as he was about to sail back to Europe, he similarly stumbled upon chocolate in the 11th hour. The Spanish, like the Aztecs, served chocolate as a beverage, but they improved the drink's taste by adding sugar in the 16th century and then kept the recipe a secret for almost 100 years. In the 17th century, the Spanish Princess Anna married France's Louis XIII. On some romantic evening, she must have enlightened her husband because the European nobility soon began to mimic the Aztec kings, drinking chocolate with great ceremony and fuss. The process of making chocolate begins when workers cut ripe cacao bean pods from the cacao tree, split them open with axes, and scrape out the pulp contained inside. After the mass of pulp ferments for a few days, they spread it in the sun to dry, separate the dried seeds from the remainder of the pulp, and bag them for shipment to the market. When the nibs are ground under heavy stone mills, the oil within the nibs is released, transforming the mass into a kind of chocolate liquor. The Latin name for chocolate is cacao theobroma, which translates as chocolate, food of God. The cacao tree is native to Central and South America, but now grows in the countries of the Caribbean, Africa, Southeast Asia, and even in the South Pacific. The common thread is that the tree thrives in the vicinity of the equator between the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn. This belt, known for its rainforests with their wet, windless climates and steady heat, provides ideal conditions for the growth and well-being of the cacao tree. Each pod contains 25 to 50 seeds, which are also known as cocoa beans. A mature tree bears 50 to 70 fruits each year. When I was a little boy, I ate the chocolate of my American youth. The magic words, prayer words, were Hershey's, Nestle, Mars, Heath, Butterfinger, Kit Kat, Almond Joy, and Baby Ruth. What child ever found the sting of rebuke so often suffered by children in chocolate? None. We all loved it, and the child in us still does and always will. If sex, love, and music all in one were a single food, it would be chocolate. When asked to describe the flavor of chocolate, even the most literate individuals find themselves more equipped in the non-alphabetically constrained language of groans, shudders, moans, and sighs. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Got to be a chocolate Jesus. Make me feel so good inside. Got to be a chocolate Jesus.